customers.
Hey, everybody, welcome to America Tonight. How you feeling, America? 48 days until you vote. And I hope you vote. Why? The House is at stake, 33 Senate seats, and there's some hot races out there. And, of course, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue coming up on this hour of America Tonight. Among the things that we're going to be talking about is the piling on of mistakes that are magnified and leaked out across the board to the media, and they get played over and over and over and over again. Romney, of course, is the latest, so there's a lot of Romney baiting happening, and this was all due to what happened in Boca Raton, Florida, when he was there speaking to the well-heeled group that was paying $50,000 a plate to hear what he had to say on a day when officially, really, he was the guy it was narrowed down that he was going to be the choice for the Republicans. And at the event, by now you all know the story, there was this secret video that ultimately was handed over to Mother Jones through a courier. The courier or middleman or the dude was Jimmy Carter's grandson, who said, "I love this kind of stuff. I love politics. I'm a political junkie." It still doesn't say who actually shot the video. And I'm just kind of curious about who shot the video. Was it somebody who was at the event, somebody who paid, somebody who tried to get the question out there? Am I being too sinister? Was it simply someone that was there, started to hear what he said, and flipped open a camera, you know, a cell phone, and started to tape it? Because it's an odd angle, and you could hear all the clicking and moving around of chairs and when Romney was speaking. Obama has been caught in similar situations, not quite to the extent of Romney in this case of what he was saying, but in the past he certainly has been. But I don't think it really matters across the board to any of us in so-called middle-class Main Street America, because we want to know who's going to help turn things around. What's going to happen to our economy? I mean, there's a reason that there's an ugly term called fiscal cliff, because we have already driven off of it. When I think of the economy, I think of that old movie that Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis starred in, Thelma and Louise. It's like we're all in this car and somebody decided, let's gun it. I know we're not going to crash and burn, even though we're flying over the canyon. Certainly, something's going to happen. You can't rely on that. Certainly, something is going to happen these days. The only thing that's going to happen is power to the people. You have the power of the vote. Don't forget it. If you feel disenfranchised, disillusioned, feel underrepresented or not represented at all, do something about it. Get involved. 25 calls to anybody who is in an elected office, will make them respond to you, whatever the issue is. I have a feeling it's jobs and financial or energy related, perhaps. But whatever it is, if you really feel as though you're being shafted in a particular area, that's what you do. If you don't know some of your representatives, I know you need a scorecard sometimes. Send me a note at americatonight.net. I'll be happy to tell you who they are. And then go from there. Start a phone tree. The good old-fashioned phone tree. Remember when you had kids, or you have kids, and you had to sell Girl Scout cookies, or you had to do something for the Boy Scouts, and you're thinking, oh, I gotta, you know, we're doing this project, and I'm going to have to start calling up everyone I know, because I did it for their kids, I got to do it for mine. Well, that's what you do. You get on the phone, you start finding people who say you're absolutely right, and then things will change. Then we'll have some real shakeup instead of these dueling, what they're calling dueling controversial video shakeups between Obama and Mitt Romney. So when it all does come to the end on November 7th, who's going to be standing in Congress, who's going to be standing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We're going to be talking about that for the next month and a half. All right, we've been talking on this show a lot about, and we've had people on, including terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. We've been talking a lot about Libya and the situation there. Now the White House reversing course in saying, you know, initially coming out and saying, oh, this controversial movie, the way it depicted the Prophet Muhammad, the 14 minutes that was on YouTube, this is what led to the consulate in Benghazi being attacked and the ambassador being dragged around, lost, and then he was tortured and killed and all that. The White House said that this is what they believed it was, that it was the film. Now saying, well, wait a second, you know, we're opening the door for other possibilities, that it was a spontaneous event. And it wasn't, you know, but we're not completely saying that it couldn't have been pre-planned. So they're kind of flopping back on that. And the reason it's worth bringing up is because the FBI is now apparently digging deep into it. In fact, Victoria Nuland, who is the spokesperson for the State Department, threw this out there.
The Libyans have an investigation. We also have an open FBI investigation, and they are going to collaborate with each other. And we now have FBI in Libya starting that process. We're seeing a lot of piling on. We're seeing a lot of extremist activity trying to exploit the sentiments from this video to gin up folks to violence.
Ooh, gin up. I haven't heard that word in a long time. Victoria, thanks for that. Gin up. Here's the thing. It's good, the investigation, obviously using all the powers that be, the entities that we have at our hands to figure out what it is. But are we really going to get the true story? I want to know as to what really happened in Libya, what happened at the consulate, because it's important, one, for protection reasons. I heard from somebody that because there had been some of these slices and dices to the defense budgets, that one of the areas where we were thin was at the consulate in Benghazi, that there really wasn't a wall to protect the ambassador and some of the other people that were there, although that seems so hard to believe. If you're going to assemble your people in certain areas, and we have embassies and consulates all over the place, well, in the hairy, scary places, how many people are you going to put out there? How many guards are you going to have that will be watching the back of an ambassador who was a career diplomat and who was liked by a lot of the Libyan people? This has the earmarkings of inside pre-planned job all over it. It has it all over it. And from day one, it seemed to be that to me. But we still go back to the same thing. Will we know the true story? Will we get the true story of what happened there? I certainly hope so, because a lot of lives were lost that I think definitely didn't need to be lost in this terrible tragedy that piggybacked off of what happened in Cairo. We're turning the page. Turn it with us here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Song, isn't it? Hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't forget about Nail the Score. It's our weekly fun little game we play. We've got to have some hijinks on this show, right? Got to entertain you. As much as we get rabid when we jump up on our soapbox, 48 days. We've got the game that you can play and not know anything about football. Yep. If you looked at some of the scores from over the weekend, you would be stunned. It was a crazy week in the NFL. We're going into week three. Who wins? Who loses? Well, we'll see what the computer says as far as the game of the week is concerned, and then you can go from there. You just have to tell us which side you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be, and that's it. And then it's in the books. Boom. Just like that. Just like that, in the books. You know, we talk about continuing on the theme of the economy. A quick note about people losing jobs. Seems like every time I turn around, somebody's telling me a sad story about, oh, my pops was such a great worker and worked himself to death, and you know, just wanted to be the perfect employee, and then boom, got a pink slip. I'm sure some people are asking themselves that, and this is the whole energy question thing when it comes to Morgantown, West Virginia. I went to school in Ohio, and we used to drive by Morgantown, and there's a coal producer there, Alpha Natural Resources. They're cutting production by 16 million tons. So, boom, that's a lot. How many jobs are going to go? 1,200 jobs. They're laying off 400 people immediately because they're closing mines in Virginia, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. And those shutdowns are happening now. And the rest of the layoffs move after that, probably some office people and whatnot. But they've got a bunch of deep and some what they call surface mines, and they're all non-union operations, which is interesting. So they say a lot of the workers could be rehired or assigned to new locations. Only 150 workers in West Virginia and 3 in Pennsylvania don't have any other employment possibilities within the company. And they say, though, they have to reduce immediately, and they're not sure when the rest of this would come back. So, you know, there's your depressing part. Okay, here's your slip. You're a terrific worker. We want you back. Not sure when. That's the bad news. Not sure. We're eliminating the jobs. But in the long run, it's going to be better for the company because we can't. What are we doing? Since we have the shutdowns. But, you know, what in cutting the coal industry, and that's what's happening, you have the government deciding, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, coal's got to go. So they're forcing people out of those gigs. And eventually that number, even if there's only a small chunk that go out, then get rehired, but still they have no idea when. This is a sign of things to come, more of this to happen, more of this is going to happen. And so you can't tell me, this is the thing, that those people who have been there for however many years, they're going to be able to jump into something green. It seems very, very unlikely. You know, this switch in, well, if we just switch it this way, then we'll have all these other areas where people can work, and the answer is, no, you can't. Not to rain on the parade of everybody who's pushing futuristic things, because I think we still need to work on them, absolutely. But how many people, raise your hand if you're going to have a windmill in your backyard anytime soon? Yeah, or any of the other stuff that we've talked about with solar and whatnot. It's too expensive. Too expensive for most people. Well, coal companies are shutting down. Things are moving in a different direction. And we'll see if any of that is restored, depending on most likely what happens in the election. You know, usually what I do when I wake up is probably the same as many of you. You flip on the computer, I'm reading emails that I've got out to people, and I'm just looking at the headlines and seeing, okay, so what are they talking about in Ohio? What are they talking about in Florida cities? What are they talking about in Mississippi? What are they talking about in Texas? You know, what is it? What is it? What is it? Overwhelmingly, the headlines in some ways twisted in a couple of different directions referred to, on the happy side, Apple and the fact that the iPhone 5 was huge and a share of Apple is over $700. The other thing, there was really actually two things. The other thing was what we've already talked about, Romney and the remarks he made at the $50,000 a person plate, you know, private affair where he was taped and he thought of people who believe they are victims, you know, that 47% thought they were victims and they would never vote for him, as he was trying to make his point that if you don't vote for me, look, this is what's going to happen here. This is what's going to happen. And then this was heavily, heavily pumped out in every single headline. And I looked at 20 different things, from the New York Times to the San Francisco Chron to, you know, all the local papers in some of the Pennsylvania areas and Lebanon and Philadelphia and whatnot. And anywhere I looked, this story especially was printed over and over again. And the story is this papyrus where they're showing that they found this papyrus that refers to Jesus' wife. So this historian of early Christianity at Harvard Divinity School is saying there's a scrap of papyrus that was written in the 4th century, and it's got a phrase never seen anywhere in any piece of scripture that said, Jesus said to them, my wife. This is like the Da Vinci Code, right? So the faded papyrus is tiny, 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 tiny. It's smaller than a business card. It's got 8 lines on one side in black ink, legible under a magnifying glass, just below the line about Jesus having a wife. That same little business card papyrus had another clause that read, she will be able to be my disciple. Wow. So what could they possibly be thinking in Rome over this? The finding was made public in Rome. And this historian, who's published a bunch of books about new gospel discoveries, is the first woman to hold the nation's oldest endowed chair, the Hollis Professor of Divinity. So pretty big. They say the fragment is a mystery, and the owner has asked to be anonymous. So the fragment has only been showed to a handful of experts who say that it's most likely not a forgery. So you understand what I'm saying there. Most likely. They don't know that for sure. Imagine that papyrus surviving and not skipping off with somebody. So you can also imagine to yourself what the conversation is like in the Vatican. I mean, the Vatican won't change no matter what anyone says. They keep on talking about the teachings that the priesthood can't be opened up to women and married men because of the model that was set by Jesus. So this would really, really change things. So what do you think? Is it a fake or is it real? Something to ponder, and we'll dive deeper into that. But that was everywhere. So you had your choices, and most of it was Romney, papyrus, Jesus had a wife. Romney, papyrus. I'm sure we'll be seeing more of this in the future, but, you know, is it real? Can they prove it? Or is it a phony? Thanks so much to everybody who listened. We got more coming your way next, so keep it locked and loaded here on America Tonight.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerscreener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And crannies in between. People are still buzzing over Romney's comments and a secret videotape that was released to Mother Jones, and who knows who taped it. Somebody in the well-heeled crowd in Boca Raton, Florida. They waited for the right time to release it. He comes out and says he stands by what he says, but that he would have said it much differently. However, it was taken out of context because the whole thing wasn't played, and it would have played perhaps a little bit differently, and that was it. That was all she wrote. But does it sink his battleship when it comes to people who are undecided, people who feel that Romney is removed from the middle class and has no clue what it's like to be squished in the middle? And there are many pundits who think that this is a way to pound Romney into the ground, and the Democrats are running with it for everything it's worth. Honestly, I don't think it matters. Ultimately, the people who are going to vote for Romney are voting for Romney. It's the people who are going to stay home on both sides of this that could determine some of the narrow races, some of the swing states. That's where it gets tricky. That's where it gets really, really tricky. We're not going to focus just on that. We're going to talk about a couple of other things, too, including Benjamin Netanyahu talking about Iran and the fact that Iran has to be stopped. What are you kidding me with Iran? It's interesting because Jesse Ventura, who's been a guest on the show a couple of different times, I happened to see him on Piers Morgan's show, and boy, he was relentless about Iran. If they want to have nukes, they should have nukes. And that You know, the reason that people, he says, the reason people get nukes is so the United States will leave them alone, which was an interesting take. Netanyahu has to protect the booty of Israel and is not happy with the Obama response. And apparently that's very, very true. He was part of the Sunday swirl. And here's what Netanyahu had to say.
I just think that it's important to communicate to Iran that there is a line that they won't cross. I think a red line in this case works to reduce the chances of the need for military action, because once the Iranians understand that there's a line that they can't cross, they're not likely to cross it. Iran is guided by a leadership with an unbelievable fanaticism. It's the same fanaticism that you see storming your embassies today. You want these fanatics to have nuclear weapons? I'm not going to be drawn into the American election. And what's guiding my statements is not the American political calendar, but the Iranian nuclear calendar. I think the people who say this have set a new standard for human stupidity. We have to stop them.
I'm going to agree with Netanyahu. You have to stop him. Ahmadinejad is a nutball. He is a fanatic. And I don't, frankly, want Iran to have a nuclear weapon. If for no other reason, then I think he is just the guy who could cause some kind of massive disaster as a result of that. I don't think Ahmadinejad needs to have a nuke or the anointed one, the holy one, the Ayatollah, the whatever. I'm going to agree with him there. And notice how he steps away from American politics, knowing it's very tricky when you jump in and weigh in on Iran. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello, Kate. That
hello.
Probably the flub on.
Yeah, his flub. His flub was that he was speaking, it wasn't really a flub, because he was speaking to a group of very wealthy, filthy rich. Boca Raton is the playground for the filthy, filthy rich people. I mean, meaning they just have, you know, 75 million plus. And it was music to their ears when he was talking about, hey, all these people not paying taxes, this blah, 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 blah. And will that ultimately come back and bite him? Will people that might have voted for Romney hear that and say, well, wait a second, I'm never going to have 78 million, even if I try as hard as I can. So this guy just can't represent me, even if I don't like Obama. So will that happen or not?
Well, it shows he don't care about the common man. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Millionaires.
Yeah, how many people will take it that way? As, hey, he doesn't care about that. It's just about the wealthy people.
He said that many times. He don't care about the poor people, and he likes to fire people and stuff like that. So I say not by cookie dudes.
You think that, yeah. You think that's it. There's no way. Anybody who might have just decided, yeah, I don't really want to vote for Obama, there's no way they vote for Romney now.
But he thinks, so, you know, 47. And the people's on welfare and government hands out and all that stuff. But part of that promise was him shipping jobs overseas. So.
Yeah, it's a tricky line, no doubt. Rick, sorry you didn't win, by the way, nail the score. But it's a tricky line. So Rick is the example of, he says, yeah, listen, he's just showing his cards. He only cares about the rich people. That's what he was saying in Boca Raton. And it's pumped out there now. So anybody who is smart enough listens to that will take it in and say, yeah, I was kind of liking Mitt Romney. I liked the fact that he had that business background. He was the governor of a very Democratic state. He won election. He was the governor in Massachusetts, and goes, you know, they could go through a whole bunch of mental gymnastics as to why they could justify voting for him if they're a lifelong Democrat or independent or whatever. But does this, as Rick said, to use his words, cook his goose, or nah, not really? See, I think maybe in a very small window of people, but the people that are voting for him are voting for him. The people who were sort of leaning toward Romney, I don't know that this is enough that they pushes him in a different direction. Because this election is definitely about the economy. It's a referendum on the economy, on jobs, on where we are. you can't help it, but there's a little bit of being selfish in all of this. Do you care that your neighbors are doing well? Probably. Maybe you'd like to see everybody be okay in the neighborhood. Maybe. But it starts with your house. Whether you're single, married, have a bunch of kids, whatever your circumstances are, unless you have a lot of money and you're just trying to keep pulling yourself up, I call it you're a bootstrapper. You're pulling yourself up one rung at a time. And it might be very disillusioning to hear those comments off the cuff or not by Romney, because you liked him and you're doing the one step at a time thing. But then it goes back to almost use that same analogy. It goes back to it's all about what's in your wallet. So even if you hear that little snippet of him, if you think that he's going to put more money in your wallet and you can pay your bills and you pay your taxes, you might lean that way. You might lean that way, especially when we look at health care, where it's very vague, some of the things that are about to kick in with health care. There's confusion on what that's going to cost some small businesses, or if they're even going to offer health care anymore. And is it going to be available, and is it going to be affordable? Just because it's going to be deemed affordable, is it affordable? What's affordable health care? You know, what is affordable health care? Tell you, we couldn't live in more interesting times. Thanks to Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, you name it, whatever gazillion social media websites you subscribe to, everything is everywhere instantaneous. There's no wait time. So there was no wait time getting the Romney video out. I don't think it really will sink him, however. I think it may pinch him, but does not sink him, as too many people are not happy with cash for clunkers, stimulus, bailouts. And yeah, you could look to the president before, but we were talking $5 trillion, not $16 trillion. That's a very tough number for people to, one, understand, and two, to swallow. It's just not resonating. It's an outrageous number is what it is. And is this ultimately the thing that is too hard to overcome? All right, you know what a space nut I am. I got to squeeze this in here before we hop over to the final couple of turns. The Endeavor shuttle, you know the Endeavor. A rain delay for the Endeavor, and it's supposed to make its last flight. It's going to California. It was scheduled to take off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on a 747 on Monday. It's a three-day jaunt. They'll deliver it to the California Space Center, but there were horrific storms over the Gulf, so they can't have that. Can you imagine a shuttle and a plane going down? Oh, how many millions and millions of dollars? And the Endeavor was really the little kid of the shuttle fleet. It was a replacement for the Challenger. It made 25 flights into space between 92 and 2011. It's going to be in an L.A. museum. Very cool. I say I'm going to go to the Intrepid, which is the big aircraft carrier in New York. If you go there, go to the Intrepid because you will see the coolest planes ever. I'm serious. And you don't even have to be into the whole plane thing. You go there, you see the Concorde, you see all kinds of planes from World War I, II, submarine. It's neat. And now they've got a shuttle there, too. Can you imagine? Woo! Ride on the shuttle. At least get inside the shuttle anyway. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We had so much fun. We talked to Dr. Rob Zavahani. He was just flowing with passion. You could tell. I even think I asked him this question about running, and he decided, after all, as an independent, he is running for the U.S. Senate in Maryland. How about that? He's already gotten over 77,000 signatures. He needed the 77,000 to get on the ballot. Very neat. We talk a lot about independence. How many of you call this show? You're frustrated beyond belief, and you don't want to wear one of the other two letters. Dr. Zavahani, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Oh, it's nice to pop on, and thank you very much for having me.
So what was it that tweaked you, that made you jump into this?
You know, I live in Maryland. I drive through my state, and I sense frustration. I sense despair. I sense people are tired with our political system. It's dysfunctional. And, you know, I figured, you know, I can sit back and complain, or I can jump in with my own money, with my own resources, and try to start something from Maryland that hopefully will spread throughout our country.
And so when you say hopefully this will spread, meaning that you're the guy who could get out there, get the signatures you needed, and boom, you're on the ballot. That's the American dream. That's the American way. Is that what you mean, that you're not part of the establishment?
Absolutely. You know, we were told to gather 37,000 signatures. We gathered 77,000 signatures. And, you know, the day I am elected senator from Maryland, I will extend my hand to Mitch McConnell and to Harry Reid. But if they're not going to shake my hand, then I am not going to sit down and caucus with them. I'm going to caucus with the American people. Because while politicians put their party above country, we, you, me, your listeners, are not getting a job, are not getting better educated, are, you know, are basically getting disconnected. And we need to change that.
I agree. There's a massive disconnection. With your background, it's interesting, too, because, you know, of course, being an author, but you were a professor at Georgetown, and you're an expert on policy when it comes to the Middle East. Are you talking about that a lot when you go out and talk to people? Because you see what's happening there now. We just had the tragedy in Libya and the unrest and not knowing what's going to happen and who's getting plugged in and where. Is this part of the conversation?
Well, you know, I see the crisis, but I also see opportunity. You know, and that's why I'm glad that God gave me the chance to go travel to, you know, the former Soviet Union, the Middle East, to learn, and from those experiences to the benefit of my home state of Maryland. So the day I'm senator, I'm going to be an advocate for my state, and here's how. Over the next 5 years, there's going to be $500 billion spent on solar energy in the Middle East. $500 billion. So if I'm successful as a senator to grab 10% of that for the United States, 10%, that's $5 billion that I've brought home to America. Each billion dollars is 7,000 American jobs. 7 times 5 is 35,000 jobs. That's the job of a United States senator. That's what I hope to do.
So in your race in the for the Senate, and what you're hearing from people, it's the same thing. They're talking about jobs, they're talking about the economy, as you were just talking about the $500 billion. Is that, you got to hear that everywhere you go, right?
I mean, I'm hearing it all over our state. Everyone wants a job. But here's the difference between myself, my opponent, the current senator, and the Republican. What I've pledged is this. If I don't bring in $5 billion in investment into the state of Maryland to create jobs, grow our economy, and educate our kids, I'm not running anymore. In other words, accountability. We don't have the leaders anymore. All we have are politicians who look in the camera, say, I'll do this, I'll do that, and then once they're elected, they walk away. I'm not going to be that person.
Yeah. Boy, that's true. The accountability, boy, we need it so badly in this country. That's the thing. That's why people are, you see this, you see how the approval ratings are terrible, single digits.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I've made a pledge to bring in to my home state from nonprofit organizations overseas $500 million to make my state of Maryland a center for cancer treatment. And if I don't do that, I'm not going to run again. Because if I'm telling a mom who's lost their child to cancer, or a husband who's lost his wife to cancer, that I, Rob Sabani, am going to bring in $500 million so we can hopefully fight the battle against cancer, then I have to be a man of my word.
Yeah, very good. We would like to believe that we could have more of that in this country. One of the things that you're running on is your platform is a 5-point plan. Tell us about your 5-point plan, and that's economic too.
Yes. I'm going to boost my state, Maryland's exports to the tune of $1 billion. So connect my state to the international economy. Each $1 billion creates 7,000 jobs. That's A. B, $150 million in nonprofit money into my state so we can educate 15,000 low-income kids and make that help them make the transition from being a senior into the job market. Third, $500 million in cancer money, nonprofit money, or once again, to help fight cancer, to make the state of Maryland a hub for cancer research and treatment. Fourth, $1 billion in renewal for homes in the city of Baltimore. Baltimore, unfortunately, has a lot of issues, a lot of problems, a lot of unemployment, and so $1 billion to build 25,000 new homes will bring urban renewal. And hopefully that will mean that the next time Mark Zuckerberg wants to choose a place for an IPO, he chooses Baltimore instead of Menlo Park. And then finally, you and I have all been in traffic. So the fifth plank is to bring in $3 billion into the state of Maryland to improve roads, bridges, and each billion, by the way, creates 17,000 new jobs. And if I don't accomplish these five things in my first term, I'm not running for re-election because I have no business running for re-election because I will have let the people down. That's why we need to hold our elected officials accountable.
Yeah, accountable. That's what we keep hearing. The what's the toughest thing about running? You overcame one of the big hurdles, of course, getting the signatures or on the ballot. But what's the second toughest thing? Because we're what now, 48 days basically till the election.
Well, the toughest thing, two of the toughest things is money, raising money. But, you know, thank God I was blessed. And what I'm doing is I'm pouring my hard-earned money into this race because I believe that, you know, this is one life we live. This is not a dress rehearsal. Mm. And so instead of buying a fancy car or other things that one can do with extra money, I decided I love my country too much. I love our kids too much that I wanted to spend my own money and run as an independent, as I said. So hopefully we can set an example for the rest of the country. The other hurdle is, you know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, how can you win as an independent? I tell you, that 77,000 signatures were just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of frustration in America, and I'm hoping that, you know, thanks to you and you spreading the word around and your friends spreading the word around, we can prove to these politicians that we're sick and tired of their lies.
Yeah, you know, and talking about the independents, I bet it'd be interesting to note some of the signatures probably came from people of all demographics. I'm assuming based on what I've seen, Rob, with so many people who have talked to me and called the show and talked about all these frustrations that we've been going back and forth on here. So did you find that? Did you find that from the people that were out there getting the signatures that it was all kinds of people across the board?
Oh, yeah. We had people from western part of Maryland, which is, you know, more rural, eastern shore of Maryland, but also surprisingly a large number of African Americans. African Americans in my state make up 23% of the voting block. And in the city of Baltimore, where we got the most number of signatures, it's a majority black city. And they are very frustrated, and rightly so, because they are facing 44% teen unemployment. They're facing 18% male unemployment. Mm. And so when they hear politicians making promises, they just get frustrated. But finally, they have a voice. They have somewhere they can hang their hat on, and that's Rob Sabani.
Dr. Rob Sabani, good luck in this race. I hope that it spreads. I hope you do well and that other people will jump in just like you did and take a chance and run as an independent somewhere.
I hope so. And can I just leave you with the website so people
sure.
can come and, you know, at least see what we're up to?
Sure.
It's Sabani, S-O-B-H-A-N-I, 2012.com.
Thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.